what other people said, my point is kind of facile, except to just reinforce the idea that I think our distinction between narrative and raw data is going to collapse. In fact, it's already probably collapsing. And I think we'd be mistaken to expend too much energy attempting to figure out how that's all going to work, because I think it's going to work in a sort of practical ad hoc way, just as we're seeing the publication of archaeological data, the creation of metadata standards and things like that tend to respond ad hoc to kind of organic critiques within the field, and that we can prescribe all sorts of different ways that we must do things. But at the end of the day, just like all the archaeological data that we've all been using for the last two, 3 decades, we know that it's all of the reality is in its implementation. And it seems to me that the direction of implementation right now is to is just experimentation and employing methods that help reveal the kind of arguments that we want to make.
So I guess my question in response to that is, so if you're asked to peer review a publication that is using 3D modeling content, and some of the things that we've had up on the website might be examples of this, so modeling content that links to a narrative and supports some sort of argument and then links through to the database, are you, you know, to what extent are we willing to say, okay, this is a developing area, things are ad hoc, and we therefore don't maybe, are you saying that we don't really want to have strong standards or strict standards in terms of what reviewers would be critiquing, because it's in the flow, as it were?
Yeah, I mean, I think that, I'm anticipating the future, but for example, I think we're at the point where to use another example that maybe is a little more tangible to my mind right now, is that projects are going to begin to publish their data prior to the publication of their analytical monographs. And I think it's going to be up to the reviewer and up to determine how deeply invested one wants to become in drilling down into a project's data as part of the peer review process. And I think that same thing is going to happen with 3D modeling. Because at some point, you can have deeply flawed metadata, but if the 3D model succeeds within the context of the individual argument, then I think all of these kind of very abstract criticisms of how, metadata, I mean, just like Dublin Core and all these other long discussions have been going on for decades with regard to digital data, I think a lot of this stuff is gonna fall away. I mean, I think archaeology has always been an ad hoc field, and it reflects very much the sort of intellectual processes that take place when we're digging a trench, as if there was ever a handbook that would dictate exactly what you do in every circumstance. I mean, I think this is the best thing that can come out of the current conversation is just that beginning of an iterative process whereby people become familiar with critiquing the relationships as they're established by individual projects. The same way that you learn how to excavate, not through reading lots and lots of books on how to excavate, but by actually going and digging a hole.